Good morning and happy new year. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communication specialist for that chamber. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Kate, good morning and happy new year to you. How are you doing today so far?
Good, good. Happy new year.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. How are things going with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce? We're ready to kick off 2021.
Things are going well. We are very excited to be back in the new year. And this year, we will be celebrating our 45th anniversary. So we've got some fun things coming for that this year. And we're excited to get going.
Even though it's the new year now, it's not like too late for someone to join you guys, right?
Nope, never too late. You can always head over to hartfordchamber.org. There's a big green button at the top that says join us, and you can join and become a member there, or you can always contact us for more information on becoming a member.
To make that link simple, I posted it on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So when is the big anniversary coming up, Kate?
It will be the beginning of March, but we'll be celebrating all year and doing some special things for our members throughout the year.
Anything coming up?
So we have our State of the County address on January 21st, and that's online. So anyone can sign up and watch that online. We'll be getting an update from County Executive Barry Glassman, kind of a recap of the year and some of his and the administration's plans for 2021.
If someone's not a member, can they still attend that?
Yep, anyone can attend that.
Do they need to register for that in advance?
Yep, so you're going to head over to hartfordchamber.org, and the calendar of events is there, and you can go ahead and register there.
And that's coming up again when?
January 21st. It is from 11 to 1.
All right, so here just in a couple of weeks, so you have that coming up a little bit. Anything else in store right now?
We always have our happy hour with Heather on Fridays at 4 p.m., and we have our coffee and connections once a month. Those are both great and networking opportunities for any business or organization here in Harford County.
And so that will continue on this year. So this coming Friday, they'll have that networking opportunity?
Yep.
So they can find out more information about that. Anything else, Kate?
That is all. Thank you so much again for having me and having some of our members on the show.
Oh, no, my pleasure. Looking forward to talking to them. And thank you so much for calling in and talking to me first. So, Kate Rodriguez, the Marketing and Communication Specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. Have a happy new year, and thanks again.
Thank you.
And my actual first guest this morning is Melissa Barnacle, the owner of Bay Group Insurance. Melissa, can you hear me?
I can, Justin.
Hey,
Thank
Melissa.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and you too. I'm sure hoping 2021 is a little less different next year.
Yeah, less chaotic. Well, I thank you so much for calling in. Of course, you guys are part of the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Melissa?
I am. I've been a member since 2003.
Wow.
So it's been a long time.
And so from what you've seen, I'm guessing you would recommend to people listening, whether they're starting in business or been in business for a while, to reach out to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. I started in 2003, just soon after I had started my business. And I learned how to network by going to different meetings and participating in different activities there. I got to meet other professionals, learning best practices, sharing ideas. And there's just so many resources available at the chamber in one location. They can refer you to other people if that's what you need. So it's really a great resource to businesses.
Absolutely. It's definitely worth checking out. If you do want to check out, like I mentioned earlier, if you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold, we're going to have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And like I said, you're the owner of Bay Group Insurance. The website directly is baygroupinsurance.com. And for those who might not have heard of that, can you kind of explain, Melissa, what that is and what you guys offer?
Yes, I'm an independent brokerage. We're representing our clients to find the best value for them, concentrating significantly in long-term care. I also do life insurance, individual disability, health insurance, Medicare supplements, and help people take care of their financial health by protecting their family with insurance.
So if someone's listening and they have insurance now, they would think about switching over to your insurance?
Well, if they have long-term care insurance, they probably would not replace it because premium is based upon their health when they get the app, when they get the policy, and their age. If they don't have much coverage and they want more, yes, we could wrap another policy around it. But I seldom replace long-term care insurance. Individual health and disability, we can look at that less on disability. I don't see too much in changing that. Health insurance does change, and Medicare supplements change, provided they're still healthy. You have to be healthy to switch.
Oh, I see. What's the difference between life insurance and long-term care insurance?
Okay, life insurance is only going to pay a benefit to your heirs when you die. Some life insurance policies do have a long-term care component on them where you can access the death benefit when you are chronically ill, when you need help with your activities of daily living, which are bathing, dressing, eating, transferring, going from your chair to your bed, toileting or continence, or you have cognitive impairments such as dementia. So some of them permit you to access the death benefit early, or maybe even an additional rider that you can access additional coverage. But long-term care insurance is going to enable you to receive help with those activities of daily living that I just told you about, or cognitive impairment. You may have a chronic condition that you can't do them anymore, but you're still here and you need help. Think about assisted livings or a nursing home or home health care, which is where most people want to have care. So it's for chronic conditions, and it does, and 40% is for people that are under 65. So it's not always the elderly.
And then when you have that, that kind of avoids you becoming a burden to others in that financial region, right?
Exactly. By having long-term care insurance, you are protecting your family so they can supervise the care and not provide that hands-on care, which can really wear you down. Caregivers tend to use more long-term care than non-caregivers. They die sooner, and they also have significant depression. So it's very hard on caregivers. I'm sure many of your listening audience have been caregivers and can attest to that.
When they sign up for this, this covers different expenses, Melissa?
Yes. Generally, they will be reimbursement. So if you have you'll pick a monthly benefit. So if you have a $3,000 monthly benefit in your policy, that's not going to cover all the cost of care. Home care is averaging around $28 an hour in this area, but will take care of a good part? Sure. You know, it's going to help pay for that care so you can hire paid caregivers, and it'll give your financial planner time to tax efficiently, get the remaining funds necessary to meet the increased needs. Because you generally, long-term care, you need a little bit in the beginning and it gradually increases as time goes on. So I don't recommend transferring all the risk to an insurance company. You want to right size it.
There's different policies, I guess, to kind of work with the different people.
An individual, let's just say that you're the person.
You're
the person getting insurance.
Yes.
So Justin, this policy would cover you, just you. And then if you got sick and needed care, then you would have your policy would pay for care for you. If you were married or had a significant other, and there are certain rules for all that, but anyway, so we'll say it's a couple, you could get a shared plan for long-term care. And then let's say that one partner gets sick and uses all of his or her policy, then at that point, if it was shared, they could walk over and get into the other spouse's policy and use his or her policy. And I find most couples do consider the shared rider very beneficial. I look at it as a way of, you don't know who's getting sick. You know, one spouse may get more sick than the other. The other spouse may be healthy and never, ever need long-term care. So it's nice paying those premiums. At least somebody can use the benefit.
When I would contact you, you would evaluate like my health, my finances, and I guess give me what the best option would be?
Correct. And I do ask lots of health questions. I also ask about family history of dementia, because even if you are super healthy, if a parent has had dementia, has been diagnosed, and that's a key word, diagnosed, not just you think they were out to lunch, then you can't get the best health rating. You'll get average health rating. Also, I'll need to know if you've been declined by another company, because most carriers for traditional standalone long-term care will not even consider an application if you have been declined by another company. So it's important to really review health history prior to submitting an app. And then I will shop for you. I'll look for the best value of the carrier and the features. And we'll look at cost of care in your area. Also, where you think you might retire. Where do you think you'll ultimately need care? We want to look at cost of care in both locations so that you're buying the right level of coverage.
So if someone's listening right now, what's the best way to get started with this, Melissa?
to give me a call at 410-557-7907.
Do you want to say the number one more time?
Surely. 410-557-7907.
And of course, that's directly on the website also, baygroupinsurance.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, like I said, at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. Melissa, if someone's listening and they reach out to you, is that a free consultation or do you have to kind of pay to set that up right now?
No, it is a free consultation. And for chamber members, we have discounts for two carriers with standalone long-term care insurance, and it's 5%. So even after you may not be working and retiring, you still keep that 5%. And that discount applies not only to the member, but also the partner for one carrier. And the other company we have sends out to grandparents and siblings, parents. So it does extend out. So that's really nice to have.
That is. So chamber members get an extra discount on top of this. So there's many options to reach out, and they can also sign up for updates through the website, right? You guys send out email updates?
We do. I send out monthly newsletter to update people on the different products that we offer and what's happening in the industry and tax benefits that are available. Long-term care insurance business owners can deduct some of the premium based upon their age. So that's, you know, very helpful, making it with pre-tax dollars. And those that don't have a business might have a health savings account. And there's also, you can use some of the HSA dollars to pay premium for long-term care insurance.
So there's a lot of options you guys offer, and I guess there's a reason why you guys have been around for so long. So where exactly are you located, Melissa?
I'm in Moncton, Maryland, still in Harford County, but on the edge. I do meet with my clients remotely, and I have been pretty much since I've been in business. I do it by phone and we use screen shares. So it's as if we're sitting next to each other. Does not matter that we're COVID, we're still safe.
Great. So you're staying safe and people can still reach out to you. So if they do want to reach out, they can go directly to your website, baygroupinsurance.com. And as I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So Melissa Barnicle, the owner of Bay Group Insurance, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Justin. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day. Take care.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with the owners of Serenity Salt Spa, Kelly Wagner and Danielle Fromhofer is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my next guests are the owners of Serenity Salt Spa. I have Kelly Wagner and Danielle Fromhofer on the phone. Kelly and Danielle, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we're here.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in and Happy New Year to you guys.
Same to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. Thank you so much. So you guys, of course, are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And I guess, Kelly, can you tell me about how long have you guys been with them?
We actually joined the chamber this year, midway through, which has been one of the greatest investments that we've made by far. Not only like on a business level, but they also show support on personal level as well.
Especially during COVID time when you need all the help and resources you can get, right?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely correct, especially during COVID.
And how long has your business been around for?
Business was established in 2017. We had our grand opening on July 27th, 2018. And actually, at that time, we were awarded a proclamation from the county.
Congratulations. And not that you should be living with regrets, but from what you've seen, the benefits from joining the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, would you kind of wish you would have joined earlier to kind of get in on what they offer?
Actually, that's a definite yes. We were, a year or two ago, we were advised that it wasn't such a good idea from a fellow business owner. Mm. So we listened. And then took it upon ourselves this year and joined. And it's been the best investment we've made thus far.
So any reason why you say it's important to join the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, it's extremely important. They also offer information about small business backing, loans, things like that. They offer great marketing opportunities, networking, and then they're so involved in the community with their events and programs and such. And with that being said, we do our best by sponsoring and participating in their events. So anybody that's currently new or current chamber member, we would highly suggest, if you can, to partake and sponsor the chamber as well.
And if you do want more information how you get involved with the chamber, you can go directly to their website, HartfordChamber.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When they click on there, they're going to have access to your guys' actual website for the Serenity Salt Spa, which is simply SerenitySaltSpa.net, right? And so, Danielle, for those who might not have heard of Serenity Salt Spa, can you kind of explain what that is and what you guys offer?
Yeah, of course. So we strictly stick to dry salt therapy. We're actually the first salt therapy spa in Harford County to open, and we're the third in the state. So what we do is halotherapy. So what that means is we are using pharmaceutical-grade salt, and then we're putting it into what's called a halogenerator. And what that's doing is dispersing it more into the air. So you're breathing it in, and it also helps. So it helps with respiratory inflammation, really to kind of cleanse the respiratory system, boost your immune system, any really skin ailments you have. It's kind of got a wide range of benefits for your body all over.
Is this kind of like those lamps that you turn on and have the salt rock around it? Is that what that's based off of?
Not completely. The salt lamps do. So what that does is when they heat up, they actually attract all the dust and all the impurities in the air. So it is cleansing the air, but it isn't dispersing all of that pharmaceutical grade salt that you're actually ingesting in our salt rooms.
And the salt you use is the Himalayan salt, which is the pink salt. That's the salt that people actually use on food, right?
Yes. So we have actually pink Himalayan salt. Like, we use that on the floor. It's more like a beachy vibe. So we have that laid out on the floor. The pharmaceutical grade actually kind of looks more like table salt in that aspect. And then when it's actually being dispersed in the air, it's like a white powder. So it kind of looks like cloudy. Mm. But yeah, the pink Himalayan salt, we have it on the floor. And that is like the lamps. And a lot of people do put it on food.
So where exactly are you guys located, Danielle?
So we are in Forest Hill. We're in the air park. We're right on Commerce Road.
And if people want to make an appointment or to reach out, what's the best way to do so?
So we do have an online booking system that we can do. You can actually just book right by yourself. Or we do have like an older clientele, which isn't too tech savvy, but you're more than welcome to call in and we can definitely make an appointment over the phone.
What's the best number to call you?
443-640-6020.
You want to say that one more time?
Yeah. So it's 443-640-6020.
Great. And of course, they can find that on your website directly at SerenitySaltSpa.net. And like I said earlier, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They're going to have access to your stuff. When people go to your rooms, you guys have rooms not only for adults, but some for kids too, right? This is okay for kids to do?
Correct. We've had kids as young as 6 months come in to the salt room and use the kids' salt room and, you know, kind of get those benefits. So we can literally do from 6 months all the way up.
With COVID going on, does that have anything to do with the salt therapy?
Yeah, Justin, I'm glad that you asked that. It's important to understand that COVID is a lung and respiratory health issue. Mm. And dry salt therapy has been proven to have very positive results in relieving respiratory conditions. So we need to stress that the community be proactive in taking care of the respiratory system. Mm. That's the most important thing. And in addition to that, salt rooms are like one of the cleanest and safest place you can be at during this pandemic. At salt rooms, they're antimicrobial, which means that it kills microorganisms, stops their growth, eliminates virus spreading, and such like that.
So people will know they'll be safe when they go to your place for treatment.
Correct. Not only do we have 3 or 4 step cleaning process here when you walk into the spa, once you get into the salt room, you can remove your mask and breathe in the air and build your respiratory system.
And when do you guys normally open?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, so today being Saturday, what time you guys open, or is it only for like appointments?
No, whether we have appointments or not that day, we do remain open. such as Saturday, we're here from 10 to 3.
Okay, so you'll be opening up later on today at 10 a.m. and people can reach out to you guys. And again, they can always find out more information about this and about different treatments with the salt, because you guys do other services also.
Correct. We offer services, we call it a one-stop wellness spa. We offer services such as the Ion Foot Detox, which is whole body detoxification, like infrared crystal mat for anti-inflammatory conditions, muscle pains, medical massage chairs. We offer a variety of specialty skin services such as dehydration facial, a nano facial, and things of that sort.
Do you guys offer gift cards?
Absolutely. They can be purchased through our website or by visiting us here at the spa.
And where exactly are you located again?
We're at 2216 Commerce Road. That's Forest Hill, Maryland. We're located right in the Forest Hill Airport.
So you guys are going to be open here in a little bit. You have the salt therapy rooms, and people know when they can come by and see you, they will be safe. So people can reach out to you guys for more information. Go directly to the website, serenitysaltspot.net. And like I said, go to our page on Facebook to make it simple. It's facebook.com/WHGMGold. We'll have a link to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. So Kelly Wagner and Danielle Fromhofer, the owners of Serenity Salt Spa, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Just want to let you know that we're really grateful for having the opportunity to allow us to educate the community on all the wellness services that Serenity Salt Spa has to offer.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for helping take care of the community, and have a happy new year.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. And until next time, have a great day.